From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello, listener. How are you today? I hope you are fine, and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other sort of information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Task Force for COVID-19 Handling has said that making vaccination certificates a requirement for travel would be risky in the absence of individual immunity tests for those who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. Some countries such as China, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the European Union have proposed similar requirements and are preparing to issue vaccine passports to promote travel. According to the Health Minister, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, during a hearing with the Commission 9 of the House of Representatives earlier, that individual antibodies against the coronavirus optimally develop 28 days after receiving the second dose of the vaccine. However, those who have received the vaccine can still be infected with COVID-19, though they may get minor symptoms and transmit the virus to others. The sudden withdrawal of the Indonesian squad from All England 2021 must serve as a lesson for other sports branches preparing for the Tokyo Olympic qualifiers, according to the chairman of the Indonesian Olympics Committee, KOI. Raja Sabta Oktohari said on Thursday that the decision cannot be challenged since, under the British government's regulation, a person traveling in the same airplane as someone who have tested positive for COVID-19 is required to undergo 10-day isolation upon arrival. Therefore, KOI will study the regulation on COVID-19 protocols set by each co-host of the Tokyo Olympic qualifiers to prevent similar incidents in the future. Indonesian Ambassador to Cuba, Nana Yuliana, met with Cuba's Vice Agriculture Minister Yadel Jesus Perez Brito on Wednesday to discuss ways to step up bilateral cooperation in the agricultural sector. Indonesia and Cuba signed a memorandum of understanding in the agricultural sector in 2015. The Indonesian embassy in Havana said, in a written statement received in Jakarta on Thursday, that Yuliana and Brito agreed to implement the MOU soon and plan a virtual meeting to share experience on the use of digital technology as part of efforts to increase agricultural productivity. Trade between Indonesia and Cuba reached $6.9 million in 2020. Indonesia export paper, soap, ceramics and household utensils to Cuba, while it imports sugars, tobacco and rum. Let's move it on to the international news. French imposed a month-long lockdown on Paris and parts of the north after faltering vaccine rolled out and spread of highly contagious coronavirus variants forced President Emmanuel Macron to shift course. His Prime Minister Jean Castex said France was in the grip of a third wave, with the virulent variant first detected in Britain, now accounting for some 75% of cases. Intensive care wards are under severe strain, notably in Paris, where the incidence rate surpasses 400 infections in every 100,000 inhabitants. The lockdown will kick in from Friday at midnight in French, 16 hardest-hit departments that, with the exception of one on the Mediterranean, form a corridor from the northern channel port city of Calais to the capital. A nationwide nightly curfew in place since mid-December remains in place, though it will start an hour later at 7 p.m. local time. Germany, French and other European nations announced plans to resume using AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine on Thursday after European Union and British regulators moved to shore up confidence in the shot, saying its benefit outweighed the risk. Many governments had said the decision to pause inoculation was out of an abundance of cautions. But experts have warned political interference could undermine public confidence in vaccination as governments struggle to tame more infectious virus variants. The European Medicines Agency, or EMA, said that it would update its guidance on the AstraZeneca vaccine to include an explanation for patients about the potential risk and information for healthcare professionals. The agency said it is in touch with regulators around the world to keep tabs on possible side effects of all COVID-19 vaccine. The U.S. will release 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine to its neighbors, Canada and Mexico, the White House said. The plan would mark the first time the U.S. has directly supplied vaccine to another country. It comes as China has moved aggressively to export its vaccine in what is seen as an effort in vaccine diplomacy. Announcing the plan to distribute doses on Thursday, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said that 2.5 million of the U.S. 7 million jabs will go to Mexico and 1.5 million of which will be given to Canada. The deal is announced on Thursday with its North American partners in the first time it has waded directly into vaccine diplomacy efforts. The U.S. has also released $2 billion in funding for the global COVAX vaccine sharing scheme, with a pledge to contribute $2 billion more. Asian share markets eased on Friday as a spike in global bonds yields soared sentiment towards richly priced tech stocks, while a stampede out of crowded positions in crude oil caused the sharpest setback in months. Markets are now braced for the outcome of a Bank of Japan policy meeting, where it is widely expected to loosen its control of bond yields and trim buying of ETFs, tweaks aim at making the stimulus package more sustainable. Investors are still reflecting on the U.S. Federal Reserve pledge to keep rates near zero up to 2024, even as it's lifted forecasts for economic growth and inflation. The latest BofA survey of investors showed that rising inflation and the bond taper tantrum had replaced COVID-19 as the number one risk. That was the news. Indonesia was excluded from the All England 2021 badminton competition because on a flight that was boarded by Indonesian athletes from Istanbul to Birmingham, a passenger tested positive for COVID-19. Certainly, this is not a good news for Indonesia. In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, these prohibitions make sense if it is applied equally to other participants. However, the fact is, there are participants from other countries who are on the same plane who can still participate in the match. Has the Badminton World Federation acted discriminatively against the Indonesian contingent? PWF stated that the decision for the Indonesian badminton contingent to self-isolate was not theirs. It was made directly by the National Health Services, NHS, of the British government, which saw the Indonesian team being on one plane with the COVID-19 passengers. The NHS also gave a message to all Indonesian team players and officials to undergo quarantine for 10 days. Even though all Indonesian players have carried out a series of tests and the results are negative. The isolation rules are also applied to Indonesian players, such as Hendra Ahsan, Jonathan Christie and Kevin Marcus, who have come out as winners in the first round of All England 2021. The General Chairperson of the Indonesian Badminton Association, Agung Firman Sampurna, is now continuing to strive so that the Indonesian team can still join the competition. He contacted Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, to facilitate so that the Indonesian contingent can continue in the All England 2021. The Foreign Minister then gave some direction to ensure that there is no discrimination and unfair treatment of the Indonesian participation in the event. In a statement, the Indonesian embassy in London explained, "The British government still imposes a lockdown and strict health protocols in every activity." The All England tournament was held with a special arrangement, tight and closed without spectators. The COVID-19 pandemic has indeed changed many things, including the rules for sport tournaments. Procedures and stages of conducting matches are added with the COVID-19 test, which inevitably has to be passed and made the basic stages. However, if the regulations are not enforced equally or are differently between institutions in one country, then this will create confusion and threaten the spirit of sportsmanship. This discriminatory action triggered the resignation of a Turkish badminton athlete from All England 2021 event. Aslihan Yigit is known to have resigned or walked out from the Yonex All England Open 2021 competition on Thursday afternoon, Indonesian time. Previously, it was reported that Aslihan Yigit could still compete in the All England 2021 competition even though he was on the same plane as the Indonesian badminton team. It seems that Aslihan is uncomfortable with the condition that befell Indonesian badminton team. Indonesia is certainly waiting for the follow-up development of Foreign Minister Retno's diplomatic communication with the British government regarding this matter. Hopefully, the best result will come out to uphold the sportsmanship and good diplomatic relation that has existed so far. We begin with March 19, 1932, when Sydney Harbour Bridge was opened. Sydney Harbour Bridge is the main road to cross the Sydney Harbour, which connects Sydney Business District and northern parts of Sydney. Above there is a railway road for vehicle and sidewalk. According to Guinness World Records, the bridge was the widest in the world and the tallest steel arch bridge. This bridge was built from July 28, 1923 until it was opened on March 19, 1932. Let's move on to March 19, 1949, when the new East Germany Constitution was ratified. The People's Council in Eastern Germany, which was occupied by the Soviet post-World War II, ratified the new constitution on March 19, 1949. The ratification also marked the separation of Germany. The status of Germany became the source of conflict between the US and the Soviet Union even before World War II ended. After World War II, in May 1945, the Russians occupied most of Germany, including Berlin. Berlin was divided into two, with East occupied by the Soviet, while the West by the Uncle Sam. Last event on March 19, 2003, when the U.S. troops invaded Iraq. On March 19, 2003, the U.S. President George W. Bush announced that the U.S. had deployed their military to Iraq. Bush said the reason was to free Iraq from Saddam Hussein and to find the weapon of mass destruction developed by Iraq. The invasion was also to end the Saddam Hussein's support for terrorism. As a preparation, on February 18, 100,000 American soldiers were mobilized in Kuwait. The U.S. deployed most of their soldiers for this invasion, with support from coalition soldiers from 20 countries and the Kurds in northern Iraq. The Iraq invasion in 2003 also opened the Iraqi War. That was Today in History.
Ooh.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Central Lombok Regency government launched the e-tourism Go Mandalika as a way to promote and revive tourism in their region. The launching was done by Central Lombok Regency Lalu Patul Bahri in Central Lombok on Monday. The launching was witnessed virtually in Jakarta by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno. Patul Bahri explained, the Go Mandalika is a special tourism information media for Central Lombok Regency. There will be information on the preparation of International MotoGP Mandalika 2021. Also, the Go Mandalika was also a media for creative economy players to provide their business information and to take a chance for a wider market on directory.gomandalika.com. Go Mandalika provides open license pictures, videos, and information so that the visitors can use those contents for various purposes. That is a form of support from the Central Lombok Regency government for tourism and creative economy players in providing regional tourism promotion content. The Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, when giving a remark, appreciates the launching of Go Mandalika to boost tourism sector digitalization amid the pandemic. Go Mandalika will be an easy-to-use platform for tourism development strategy adaptation. Minister Sandiaga Uno, in his remark online, hoped the platform will be a digital collaboration home for the tourism stakeholders in Central Lombok. National Tourism Observer Taufan Rahmadi said, Go Mandalika is a breakthrough by the Central Lombok government in preparing Mandalika and Central Lombok as super priority tourism destination. He said the Go Mandalika is in line with the Tourism Ministry policy, which emphasizes adaptability towards condition, situation, and digital technology use.
Duduk menikmati sinaran hangat mentari sore ini. Aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan. Sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri masih. Terasa ku ingat detik itu, kisah rumahku dan rumahmu, cerita yang pilu saat terluka, terkecap mimpiku dan mimpimu. Sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Recently, there has been proud news from the Indonesian culinary sector, in which rawon, a culinary specialty of East Java, was named as the most delicious soup in Asia by Taste Atlas. The survey was obtained from the assessment of professional restaurant critics, and there were 63,402 voting participants. Rawon has obtained much attention because it tastes delicious and is processed with a variety of herbs and spices.Besides rawon, in fact, another Indonesian typical culinary such as chop curry is also included in the Taste Atlas version of the list of the most delicious soups in Asia. The Minangkabau culinary specialties of West Sumatra occupy the third best position under rawon and bulalo, typical Filipino culinary. In addition, there is also sayur asam, which is included in the list of the best soup at number 12.Taste Atlas is a culinary site from Croatia, which reviews various kinds of food around the world. Rawon has textures of a dark black sauce. The black broth is produced from kluwak, which is put into the cooking process. Kluwak is the main key of this dish.This typical Indonesian spice is poisonous when it is raw, and it needs to be fermented before consumption. The process of making kluwak fruit is grilled with another ingredients and spices, so it gives the dish a sour taste and a unique dark black color. Besides kluwak, rawon also uses other ingredients such as boiled beef, lime leaves, lemongrass, ginger, and chili. The part of beef that is used as rawon is the part of the brisket, precisely on the breast meat of near the armpit. Rawon is usually served with rice cooked, coupled with bean sprouts, salted eggs, green onions, prawn crackers, fried beef or empal, and also with chili sauce. This culinary has a sweet, savory, and sticky taste. Although rawon is a typical culinary of East Java, it is now easily found in many big cities across Indonesia. The price is about 25,000 rupiah to 50,000 rupiah per person. That was Indonesian Wonder.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, students and academics are competing to create innovation that protect and make it easier for people to deal with the COVID-19 virus. It turns out that students at the school level don't want to be left behind in contributing to innovation. Even though he is still at the junior high school level, a Muhammadiyah junior high school student in Jakarta creates a face shield that can detect the user's body temperature. He is Devin Agastya Indi Gunawan, who makes face shields that can automatically read the user's body temperature and report the results within a certain period of time. His work was demonstrated some time ago in presence of hundreds of students and virtual guardians. This discovery is useful for measuring the temperature of person wearing a face shield in real time, so there is no need to measure it with a thermogun every few hours. The temperature will automatically come out on the screen and update every second and minute. Devin admitted that the initial idea of making a face shield was when he saw concerns about the potential for COVID-19 transmission and checked with a thermogun every time he entered school. The process of making this smart face shield takes about 1 to 2 months. The tools are in the form of a temperature sensor, screen, and microcontrol. The outstanding student, who is now in grade 9, hopes that his innovative work can be used by the general public, especially his schoolmates and teachers, during face-to-face learning. This is because the body sensors can be immediately identified so that a person's potential risk can be immediately known and follow up. That was Miss Eleni.
Wujudkan janji kita. Oh, sesungguhnya ku masih menantikanmu mengisi ruang di hatiku. Oh, salahkah bila ku di sini selalu menunggu, selalu berharap. Oh,
still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, for Music Corner for today, I am going to present a regional song, Mojang Priangan, to be sung by Rika Ra. This song is about the beauty of a girl. In this song, it's from walking, sing, body, sweet smile, and so on. In short, this Priangan girl is a girl with a fantastic appearance. Mojang Priangan is a Sundanese song sung by a singer from Bandung. The song was released in 1988, Kalangkang. The song is so popular that it has made Sundanese arrange it into several versions, one of which is the Jaipongan version that was sung by a young singer from Bandung, Rika Rafika. Here is Rika Rafika, the song entitled Mojang Priangan in the Jaipong version. Happy listening to this song.
Bye. Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa, oh, 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 di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa.
Of Indonesia.
Aku percaya kamu, tapi lagi-lagi kau bohongiku. Kau telah tipu aku. Lagi-lagi kau sakitiku, kau pelayan hatiku. Tak pernah ku sangka kau telah berubah. Kau membagi cinta dengan dirinya, aku yang terluka. Sungguh aku kecewa. Tega mengkhianatiku yang tulus mencintaimu. Salah apa diriku padamu hingga kau tega menyakiti aku? Kau sia-siakan cintaku. Hianatiku. Tak pernah ku sangka kau telah berubah. Kau membagi cinta dengan dirinya, aku yang terluka. Sungguh aku kecewa. Entah apa yang merasukimu hingga kau tega mengkhianatiku yang tulus mencintaimu. Salah apa diriku padamu hingga kau tega menyakiti aku.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia. Or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address VOI@vianews.id.